Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 349. Wow, one away from 350, almost 7 full years. One a week, 50 odd shows per year, that tracks. Thank you to the awesome Tech It Out listeners for tuning in every week. Radio stations, thank you for carrying the show. Podcast platforms, and of course, the sponsors. Not sure if you've been a listener for a while or new to the podcast or radio show, but thrilled to have you along. We have a great show planned for you today, in fact. We're going to kick things off with CareAware. This is a company that uses Wi-Fi to help caregivers remotely see what's happening in your aging parents' home. Yes, using Wi-Fi to keep an eye on your mom or dad. We'll hear how it works. Speaking of Wi-Fi, we'll also talk Wi-Fi 7 this hour, this new and emerging standard, and what the benefits are. TP-Link will join us. We'll talk about animals and the environment, including following elephants with an organization called IFA. And finally, I'll share a bunch of gadget gift ideas for dads and grads. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off this week's new show with our first interview. If it's true that 9 out of 10 older adults wish to remain in their homes, often referred to as aging in place or living in place, technology can play a significant role in this process, as I've written about in several articles over the years for the likes of AARP and Zoomer. And so today we're going to learn about CareAware, a new Wi-Fi motion-based sensing solution for aging adults and their remote caregivers. Joining us on the line to tell us what it is and how it works is Dr. Taj Manku. He's founder and CEO of Cognitive Systems.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Now, before we talk about CareAware, please chat with us about that trend that I mentioned earlier, aging in place. What is that exactly?
Well, right now, a majority of people that are aging, they particularly just want to stay in their home. They feel comfortable there. They know their environment, and they're generally not moving to a new facility where they get care. That has been a trend over the last while. Just the number of people over 65, by 2050, there's going to be about just under 100 million in North America, which constitutes around 25% of the population. So you're going to see a lot of people that want to do that, that just want to age in their home.
And we're not talking baby boomers. Those are Gen Xers, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about here, staying home, living longer independently rather than going to an assisted living environment like a retirement home or whatever the vernacular is, a long-term care facility. And tech, I believe, can play a role in that, you know, whether it's fall detectors, sensors that you can place around the home, cameras, medication alarms and dispensers. There are stair lifts, chair lifts, elevators.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of what people want to see. So there's usually a caregiver. It could be just like a son or daughter or relative, and they just want to be able to see whether their loved ones are doing well, or it could be somebody who's just an external member monitoring them and making sure that they're okay. And there's all the sensors, like you said, that can enable it. It just got to be well put together so that you get the meaningful information for whoever the caregiver is.
So whether that caregiver is a professional, you know, like a PSW, or it is a relative or a friend who remotely keep an eye on their loved ones, that's what we're chatting about today. And with that in mind, let's now hear about Cognitive Systems, your partnership with a company called Electronic Caregiver and the Caregiver Wi-Fi motion-based sensing platform.
Yeah, so we've partnered with Electronic Caregiver, and we're bringing in some very innovative technology to enable people to really understand what's happening within the home. And essentially, Cognitive is a company that provides software. And what we sort of do is we put software onto Wi-Fi devices. Like, you might have smart plugs at home. You might have a bunch of stuff at home that sort of relies on the Wi-Fi to get communication, to tell it to turn on or turn off, or it could be temperature sensor or whatever it may be. And because it's running on Wi-Fi, we provide software onto these devices that look at how it gets disturbed when people sort of walk. And you can just imagine a person being sort of like a bag of water. And as they walk, these Wi-Fi signals sort of reflect off them. And we pick up that reflection, and we effectively can tell people are moving throughout that ability. And once we have that fundamental thing, then we can provide more information. So the CareAware Wi-Fi motion-based sensing platform essentially uses Wi-Fi, but it then uses that information to say, hey, how much activity is that person having? Where are they in the house? Are they in the kitchen? Are they moving here? When did they wake up from bed? Was there any disturbances in bed? They had to go to the washroom. And we collect that information and provide it to a caregiver so that they can monitor the individual, their loved one, whoever they are, a professional monitoring person that might be looking at this person.
All right. I've heard of this before. So it's using Wi-Fi signals in order to detect motion or movement. And that could imply also fall detection.
So as Cognitive Systems, we don't get into the fall detection. We think there are other solutions that are better, but we do provide the ability to integrate them as part of our solution.
So then what would be a common application for your technology, just to let a remote caregiver, like say a daughter or a grandson, to know that their parents are up and about and that's okay, like they're in the kitchen or that kind of thing?
Yeah, so the fundamental technology is really around just knowing that they are moving around, which is very fundamental, right? Knowing that they're around. You could add cameras, but it always provides a privacy issue for the person that is sort of living there. So what we do is we look at this motion. We provide insights of how active they are, where they are in the home. We also provide ability to know at that moment that they move from the kitchen to the, let's say, bedroom. So we provide that information. And then we also monitor their sleeping behavior. So when did they go to sleep? When did they wake up? Was there any disruptions? And we provide this information to the loved one so that they know. And an example, I my parents are 85, and I use the system as well. And one thing I find really useful is I get a notification every morning that they're up and about. And I can see how long they slept. Right. I can look at patterns. Is the sleeping pattern getting worse or better? Are there more interruptions at night? So I get a lot of information with regards to how they're behaving throughout the day.
Got it. It's peace of mind.
Exactly.
We're chatting with Dr. Taj Manku. He is founder and CEO of Cognitive Systems. This is a software company that has partnered with another company called Electronic Caregiver to create the CareAware platform. It's Wi-Fi motion-based sensing. If the person there isn't tech savvy, is that going to be an issue, or they don't need to be? It's somebody else sets it up for them.
Well, the way it typically will work is the person who is doing the caregiving is usually the person that's setting it up. And it is a very simple setup. It's essentially just a bunch of plugs that you plug into different rooms connected to the Wi-Fi. And there is a way to do that quite easily in the application. And then it's pretty much done after that. You might want to label where those plugs are. Like, you put one in the bedroom. You might say, hey, this plug's in the bedroom. And then once you do that, It essentially then starts working and starts collecting data and historical data, starts looking at patterns and so forth.
What makes CareAware unique? I've heard of other Wi-Fi motion sensing solutions for aging adults as well.
Yeah, so we do a lot of looking at the data over time and looking at patterns. So, for example, we look at the night time and we see the movement overnight and try and predict when they went to bed, when they woke up, how many interruptions. And then we analyze a lot of that data. So over a course of some time, we'll also provide insight. Hey, you know, that person, there seems to be a decline in the number of hours they're sleeping, something that you should be watching for, what they should be paying attention to going forward, and maybe taking some actions for it.
I like to say information is bliss, not ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
So the more you know, the better, for sure. Just before we wrap up, what kind of security protocols do you have in place? I mean, does Cognitive Solutions get to see all this data?
No, it's all encrypted by the person's credentials. So we don't see really any data at all from our end. They're generally all encrypted. And then we do follow all the privacy laws throughout North America. And the strictest one is California. So that's the privacy law that we sort of maintain. And we try to be a little bit better than that. But and the nice thing about this type of approach is that it isn't like a camera. It has contextual information, but it's not high content information like a camera that can actually see you in your bedroom.
Sure.
Where this just tells you, hey, you're moving around in your bedroom, and it doesn't tell you anything about what that person's exactly doing. So there's an element of privacy that's almost just inherently built in to the system itself.
Dr. Manku, as we wrap up, when is this coming? And for pricing and other information, what's the best website to learn more?
Yeah, so there is a landing page on Electronic Caregiver. So if you go to Electronic Caregiver website, there is a page there that's actually taking now people's names if they want to have units. It will be coming definitely this year, but you can start pre-ordering or getting some information on it on their website specifically.
All right. That's electroniccaregiver.com.
That's correct.
All right. And the platform again is called CareAware. Dr.
Yes.
Taj, thank you so much for your time today. Sounds fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Tech It Out is powered by Intel. Earlier this year, the semiconductor giant officially unveiled its Intel Core 14th Gen mobile processors, built as the world's fastest mobile processors, with several laptops available by all the biggest PC brands shipping today. And the real story here is for gamers. Clock speed up to 5.8 gigahertz, thanks to its up to 24 cores and 32 threads for incredible performance. And hey, you may get a copy of the upcoming Star Wars Outlaws for free if you buy one of these Intel-powered PCs. More is at Intel.com. Why are we going to talk about elephants on a show called Tech It Out? You'll find out when we return. Stick with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other.
Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe?
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
With the death of Iranian President Raisi, a lit match has been thrown into the tinderbox of the Middle East. What does this mean? What's next for Iran and what's next for the wider region?
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. While we usually talk tech on this show, sometimes we veer a little into the science realm, a complementary discipline, I'd argue. And if you're feeling overwhelmed by doom and gloom climate news, we've got a dose of hope for you today. Azzedine Downs is joining us. He's CEO of IFAW, the International Fund for Animal Welfare, and he's here to share a groundbreaking approach to environmental conservation. And it all starts with protecting the planet's most beloved animals. Azzedine, great to have you on the show today. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's start with, what is IFAW? Again, the International Fund for Animal Welfare. And I'm curious to learn about the link between animals and efforts to combat climate change.
So firstly, IFAW is one of the largest and most respected animal welfare and conservation organizations in the world today. We're a global nonprofit. We help animals and people thrive together in more than 40 countries around the world. And we help rescue, rehabilitate, and release animals and restore as well as protect their natural habitat.
Mm-hmm.
The link between animals and climate change is really quite simple. The reason we have this beautiful planet is because we have such rich biodiversity. And so all the plants and animals are critical to our own health. And if you think about it this way, just like as humans, the planet has an immune system. And when that immune system is not working, carbon builds up in the atmosphere, and we see dangerous climate change. So wildlife keeps the soil rich and maintains the health of everything from wild grasses and forests to the oceans, and the fresh air.
Interesting. You know, the only connection that I thought of was, I know cows, they emit methane gas.
Yes.
And that's supposedly not good. And in like large quantities, we don't even think about that. We think cars and factories and other human-made emissions are the culprits. But as you said, your organization is dedicated to helping to save the planet. And interestingly, it starts by saving an elephant.
Yeah, so it's actually quite amazing. Elephants are the gardeners of the landscape. So actually, when they thrive, we survive. So elephants move through the landscape and fertilize it as they go. And they spread seeds and they use their tusks to dig water holes. Just like what you were saying with cows, they massage the soil. And the point that I always like to make is humans are not separate and apart from nature. We're part of nature, and we need all the parts to function if we are to mitigate climate change.
Can you tell us more about this new approach? I believe it's called Room to Roam.
Yes. So Room to Roam is a large-scale initiative from IFAW that spans eastern and southern Africa. It's an ambitious vision as well as an urgent one. And Room to Roam is designed to create wildlife corridors that connect 12 critical elephant habitats. It's urgent because if we don't act now, the land will be lost to development. And if elephants are forced to stay in one place, then the environment does not remain healthy. And since elephants move across landscapes where people live, we have to take serious steps to help the people who live with wildlife. So our goal is for animals and people to thrive together in this vast planet that we call home.
This is fascinating. We are chatting with Azzedine Downs. He's CEO of IFAW, the International Fund for Animal Welfare. As the head of the organization, what gives you hope amidst all the challenges in the world today when it comes to climate change and conservation?
One of the most important points I like to make is that we haven't passed the tipping point. So there is hope. And nature will bounce back, but only if we let it. And during the pandemic, we all witnessed how quickly nature begins to heal itself. I think everyone heard about and saw lots of videos of animals walking around cities, the big cities, the small cities.
Mm-hmm.
But they thrived because it was quiet. And when I was last in Kenya, people told me that the air was so clean that they could see the famous Mount Kilimanjaro all the way from Nairobi. And that's something that had not happened in 50 years.
Oh, wow.
So I have great faith in the younger generations who have a great respect for the environment, and they understand that when the environment suffers, people suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know there's always such bad news all the time, every single day, but my message is don't give up hope, because hope really does help heal us.
And how awesome is it that Jane Goodall wrote the foreword to your new book? Can you tell us more about your relationship with her and the name of your book as well?
Sure. So the name of the book is The Couscous Chronicles. And Jane Goodall is a really good friend of mine. And
amazing.
We've known each other for years. Yeah. And she's a great mentor to me, too.
My daughter, Maya, who studies cultural anthropology in university, would be thrilled to hear that you know her. Yeah, and you're friends with her.
Yeah, well, say hi to your daughter, and I'll pass that message along to Jane, too, when I talk to her, because she loves hearing that people follow her, and she's so inspirational.
I'm sorry to cut you off. So the Couscous Chronicles, what's it about, and more about your relationship with her?
Yeah, so Jane and I have known each other for a long time. She wrote the foreword to the book, The Couscous Chronicles, which is... it's my first book. It's a memoir of all of my travels and adventures around the world. She wrote the foreword, but she insisted that I include donkeys in the book. There's a lot of stories about donkeys, about my time in Morocco and other places. She absolutely loves donkeys, and she has an incredible sense of humor as well. But, you know, this year, Jane celebrated her 90th birthday.
Yeah.
Extraordinary. And she remains a beacon of hope for so many people, like your daughter. She asked me to join her Council for Hope so that I could help spread the message that we mustn't give up this sense of hope that we've been talking about. And I think that there are small things that everyone can do, and they're simple. First, go outside. Take small steps to improve the world around you. You can plant a garden, flowers, anything really that will contribute to the belief that you can do something.
This is great. Thank you so much for your time. Where can we learn more?
Please visit us at ifaw.org, which is ifaw.org, or you can visit us on Instagram at IFAW Global.
Yeah, since this is a radio or podcast interview, we can't see the images of the elephants. I know that you've been doing TV interviews. Thanks so much again for your time. Thank you, Azzedine.
No, thanks so much for having me.
Wi-Fi 7101 when we return on Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C, then Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. Given that virtually all our devices are connected to our home network these days, Wi-Fi is arguably the most important piece of tech that you have under your roof. And there's an emerging standard you should know about, Wi-Fi 7, led by TP-Link, one of the biggest home networking companies. Joining us to chat all about it is Jens Hennings, a consultant and spokesperson for TP-Link. Welcome to the show, Jens. Good to chat with you.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be here.
Now, before we talk about Wi-Fi 7, please tell us a bit about TP-Link.
Yeah, TP-Link, a company that was founded about 30 years ago. So they've been in the technology space for quite a long time. They're a global leader in not just home networking products, where they have leading market share in most countries around the globe, but they also have a whole suite of smart home products, and security camera products, everything basically that you like to get connected in your home.
And so TP-Link was one of, if not the first home networking companies to launch a Wi-Fi 7 router. Please tell us about this new standard, Wi-Fi 7.
Correct. Yeah, that was launched. The official launch was actually back in almost end of 2022, but it globally. But that was kind of a soft launch. Wi-Fi 7 is quite a new standard. It's radically different from other generations of Wi-Fi that came before it. So if you think about Wi-Fi 5, Wi-Fi 5 was limited to two different bandwidths, two different frequencies that it operated on, and really was just a next generation iteration of Wi-Fi standards that came before it. Wi-Fi 6 is the last standard, and the one that most people are probably familiar with today. And Wi-Fi 6 was developed as a standard that addressed efficiency of the networks, how it would handle many devices at one time. Wi-Fi 7 is designed from the ground up completely differently. It dramatically increases throughput and capacity, and it's really all about speed, number of devices, and getting networks, home networks, small business networks, ready for the next generation of devices and so many more devices that have bandwidth needs.
All right, so faster speeds, which is important, especially for those who like to stream, say, 4K video and play multiplayer games that are very demanding. Support for multiple devices on the network, because increasingly we have more and more of these in the home on your Wi-Fi router. Greater range in some instances, which we'll get to more in a moment when we talk mesh, and also additional security. So it seems like it ticks all the boxes. Quite a jump from its predecessors, as you've touched on.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, in terms of speed, it's actually up to 5 times faster than Wi-Fi 6, the last generation that most people are familiar with. Latency is something that people talk about. So that's the delay that devices often have if you're trying to log in and you get a delay in that signal coming back, or that login successful coming back to you. In latency, it's up to 100 times faster.
Wow.
Than Wi-Fi 6. It's really radically more powerful than the Wi-Fi 6 standard.
And so who would this be for then, Jens? I touched on a couple of applications earlier. And also tell us what Wi-Fi 7 solutions TP-Link has.
Absolutely. So, you know, some of the early adopters to new technology are always the gamers, because gaming is, you know, speed is everything.
Yep.
And reaction is everything. So definitely gamers will be attracted to this as a Wi-Fi, a robust enough Wi-Fi technology that they can take advantage of and not be caught unaware, but a whole range of applications. So anybody who's telecommuting, remote work, lots of video conference calls, that kind of stuff that's going on. That's ideal. And there's a lot of us that are doing that now,
yep,
obviously, since the pandemic. Anybody who's getting into AR or VR, virtual reality, that's a really fast growing field. And it's going to grow even faster with all the metaverse stuff that's coming down the pipes. And you had mentioned the 4K streaming. Now there's 8K streaming as well, which is needs even more bandwidth.
Sure.
And then of course all the smart home devices that are around. As these devices get smarter and smarter and the applications gather more data and do more things, they also need more bandwidth to communicate back to the router, back to the network, back and forth. So all of those things.
Yeah. And I know you have standalone Wi-Fi 7 routers and then also ones that are tied to a mesh system. Can you give us a couple model numbers and explain what mesh is again and the benefits of it?
Yeah. So some of the most popular routers are the Archer BE550. That's kind of more of an entry-level one for people that are looking for a price-conscious solution. And then there's the Archer BE800, which is a really powerful Wi-Fi 7 router as a standalone item. Then in the mesh systems, the top of the line is the BE95, which is the Deco BE95, mm-hmm. which is out in the market right now. That one comes in a two-node configuration, but you can buy and add more nodes if you need them, if you have a particularly large house.
Right. A node is like a hub or a pod that you place around the home, right? And a mesh system sort of makes a digital handshake between all these devices that are plugged into the wall in order to blanket more coverage, no more dead zones.
No more dead zones, and as you walk from the signal of one mesh node to another, it actually seamlessly will hand off the signals so that if you're listening to music or watching a video, it's not going to drop that signal between the two. It's going to do the handoff in real time, which is pretty sophisticated. And a mesh system is particularly important because as you get into the higher frequency bandwidth that these networks use, the higher frequency handles more data, but it also has a bit less range than the old 2.4 gigahertz that's been around for ages and ages. That one has longer range, but can't handle a lot of data. So when you use the 5 gigahertz and 6 gigahertz frequencies, you really want to have, if you have a large home, you really want to have a number of these mesh nodes or pods, mm-hmm. Ideally situated so that you're getting the maximum throughput in each one over those frequencies.
All right, tplink.com. Jens, thank you very much for your time. Good to chat with you. Have a fantastic summer. Thanks again.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
Gift ideas for dads and grads when we return on Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation. Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your host, Herb Cohen, and if you're a high school principal, executive director, teachers, and guidance counselors, our CEOs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to earn and grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. If you're a high school principal, executive director, teacher, or guidance counselor, our CEOs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to earn and grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Why? Because together we formed this nonprofit, realworldleaders.org, that's realworldleaders.org, to help introduce high school and GED students to our CEOs to be introduced to earn and grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Simply email us at info@realworldleaders.org. That's info@realworldleaders.org to help us introduce your high school and GED students to our CEOs.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
listening to Tech It Out. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, June the 16th, so about a week or so away, and you might be wondering what to get Dad this year. Should you go with the, you know, tried and true tie or quirky socks or maybe a set of golf balls with his name on it or something? Well, I would suggest, because it's 2024, that you might go with something techie this year, even if Dad isn't the most technical guy you know. That's certainly the case for my dad, Stan the man. But if you help Dad along, he might be a lot more open to it. If it's something that he's into, like watching TV or playing games or reading, exercising, like even walking, there's always tech that complements that. So I've got a bunch of ideas for you, about 7 ideas that you should definitely consider. I'll also plug the website for each one so you can get the latest in pricing. And speaking of pricing, I know these do cost more than, you know, the tie I mentioned or what have you. But hey, a lot of times the family goes in on a gift for Dad. So here are a few ideas for the dad or grad in your life. So let's start with the first color e-reader from Kobo. In fact, there's 2 of them. Rakuten Kobo has just introduced its first pair of color e-ink readers, one of which is the Kobo Libra color and the other is the Kobo Clara color. You kind of get best of both worlds, as you can read books and magazines in color and mark up and highlight passages with your fingertip or optional stylus pen like you would a regular book or a textbook, but it's still a Kobo that you can read outside in bright sunlight. It's waterproof, you can freely borrow library books, and it plays audiobooks too with Bluetooth connectivity. So the 7-inch Kobo Libra color has twice the storage at 32 gigabytes of storage instead of 16. So head over to Kobo.com for more. That's Kobo.com. Speaking of the outdoors, there's a sale on the Fitbit Sense 2 smartwatch at Best Buy. That's the one with the heart rate monitor. So it's on sale, part of Best Buy's Father's Day gift guide. The Fitbit Sense 2 helps you keep track of health, wellness, and sleep data, including a stress management score. It shows you notifications like who's calling or texting on its color touchscreen and up to 6 days of battery life. So head on over to Best Buy for a sale on the Fitbit Sense 2. If the family is going in on a sleek laptop for a dad or grad in the home, the HP Envy X360 2-in-1 combines portability with versatility, because the 14 or 16 inch touchscreen, that's up to you, bends back on a 360 degree hinge to use in tablet mode. So you can use your fingertips to swipe through videos or photos or games or books. That screen, by the way, is a wide one with a 16 by 10 aspect ratio, and it's got 4K resolution. It has an Intel Core processor, built-in AI to get more done in less time, and many privacy features like a camera shutter, a mute mic button so the microphone can be easily muted when you don't need it, and a fingerprint sensor to use biometrics to log you in. Biometrics just means using a part of your body to identify you. You can head on over to HP.com to get pricing on the HP Envy X360 2-in-1. Another 2-in-1, if you will, is the Epson Epic Vision Flex Smart Streaming Portable Projector. I love when one device can be used in several ways. So in this case, and speaking of the word flex, it can be used in the boardroom or the family room because this powerful and portable projector can deliver a full HD picture up to 300 inches, that's 4 times bigger than a 75-inch TV, and can be used for PowerPoint or other presentation software at the office, but then bring it home in your backpack to watch movies, sports, TV shows, or play games splashed on a wall at home. Because it has high brightness at 3,000 lumens, it can even be used in well-lit rooms, unlike most other projectors. This Epson projector also has built-in Android TV for built-in streaming, and you can use your voice through Google Assistant to ask for what to watch. Epson.com has more. 2 more options, and speaking of TVs, if you want a top-of-the-line OLED television for your family room, you can elevate your home theater experience with the 65-inch OLED Evo C4 TV from LG and pair it with the SC9S soundbar for an incredible package. Fusing LG's heritage in OLED televisions, 11 years now at number one in this space, with a matching SC9S soundbar for an enhanced audio experience. This soundbar's bracket fits the bottom of the OLED TV when mounted, in fact, and so the bracket acts as a stand on the wall. Very cool. Again, I know this is on the higher end, so budget permitting, you're buying a gift for the dad or grad, something that the family will go in on. They also have smaller sizes as well, so check it out at LG.com. And finally, saving dad countless hours this summer, the Landroid Vision WR208 from Works is a smart robotic lawnmower that doesn't require a boundary wire
to be installed, like most models. Instead, it uses sophisticated and safe AI-powered camera technology to learn your lawn, cutting your grassy areas and avoiding obstacles. When it's running low on battery, it'll drive itself back to the base to charge up, and it's super quiet. It's an electric motor, of course, so it can even be used at night in all kinds of weather conditions. And as you may know, with robotic lawnmowers, it doesn't keep those clippings in a bag. It leaves them on top of your lawn, which acts as a fertilizer to nourish the grass and makes it look even better and less work for you to clean up afterwards. Again, that's the Landroid Vision WR208 from Works. You can go to works.com to learn more there. Well, there we have it, a look at some Father's Day and graduation gift ideas spanning various budgets and tastes. Again, not all dads are going to want the same kind of thing, so wanted to give you a selection. Hey, we're going to take a short break and I'm going to share a few more gift ideas for dads and grads. But first, a shout out to Visa. We cover cybersecurity a lot on this show and how you can best protect yourself in the digital age, even if you're not super tech savvy. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll have interviews with Visa on tips to better protecting yourself when you shop online and just basically living in the digital age. They've invested billions over the last decade to protect the financial information of individuals and businesses as well. Zero liability means peace of mind when you shop online or at retail using your Visa card. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. A few more gadget gift ideas for dads and grads when we return on Tech It Out. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Dinorama and Tri-County Sync presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah,
ensuring jaw-dropping visuals without a hitch. The Intel AI PC, where intelligence meets innovation. Upgrade your world today at intel.com/AIPC. That's intel.com/AIPC. Alrighty, well, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I had a lot of fun on TV Thursday, the 7th of June, talking on mostly TV stations, some radio as well, about games and gadgets and gear. Oh my. Just in time for the summer season. Some is to be used outside, some is inside, you know, when you want to get a reprieve from the heat and enjoy some air conditioning. There's something for everyone in all budgets as well. So I thought I would walk through some of those ideas for you. Or maybe if you're shopping for a dad or grad in your life as well. Let's start off with gaming. You know, playing console games remotely is one of the biggest trends in gaming. And Sony Interactive Entertainment recently introduced its PlayStation Portal to play your favorite PS5 games on a portable screen. Fits in the palm of your hand. Gorgeous screen with a controller on each side. Perfect for playing your PlayStation 5 games, even if someone else is using the family room TV, as it works over Wi-Fi. With PlayStation Portal and PlayStation 5, which now comes in a sleeker look, you can play today's top games like MLB The Show 24 or the upcoming Star Wars Outlaws for the end of August. Costs are $199 for the PlayStation Portal, and the PS5 starts at $449. Speaking of TVs, the brand new Roku Pro Series TV is the centerpiece to your home theater setup, providing a powerfully simple streaming experience with a brilliant 4K picture. These new premium televisions also offer immersive audio and an elegant design. You can also turn your TV into a work of art with something called Backdrops, which is a wide catalog of free artwork, including classic paintings. For when you're not watching TV, it's better than having just, you know, a black rectangle on your wall. The Pro Series TV also includes the new Roku Voice Remote Pro 2nd Edition, now with backlit keys and USB charging. It's about time. Prices start at $899 for this 55-inch Roku Pro Series TV and goes all the way up to $1699 for the 75-inch model. Next up, a great accessory for computer users, WD or Western Digital just launched the highest capacity 2.5-inch external hard drive in the company's history at 6 terabytes. That is 6,000 gigabytes in something the size of a deck of cards that you can connect to your laptop or desktop. That's a ton of storage for all of your photos, videos, including 4K home movies, music, games, and important documents. As I mentioned, My Passport is a slim and durable drive, really small, and I like that it gets its power from the laptop's USB port, so you don't need to plug it into the wall like some other drives. It includes software that adds password protection in case your drive is misplaced, and automatic backups. Mine is set to back up my important files at like 3 a.m. or something when I'm not at my PC, just in case something happens to my computer. Prices start at $65 for the 1 terabyte WD My Passport drive and goes up to $180 for 6 terabytes. Finally, let's step outside the home with the new Riolink E-Series E560. This is a 4K Wi-Fi 6 security camera with pan, tilt, and zoom, along with that outstanding 4K resolution, which is 4 times the resolution of HD. There's 64 gigabytes of memory included. Therefore, no monthly cloud storage fees that you need to pay. There's also auto tracking, two-way talk, and an easy-to-use and free app. It's normally $139, which is a great price in and of itself, but there are specials out there where it's down to $119 for that Riolink E-Series, that E560 security camera. But if you don't want a wired solution, there's also the Riolink Argus B360. The B stands for battery, so it's a battery-based security camera with a solar panel included and 64 gigs of storage as well for as low as $129. So as you can see, no shortage of great games, gadgets, and gear just ahead of the 2024 summer season. On the eve of the 350th Tech It Out, I wanted to sincerely thank you again, the listener. Thank you to my awesome sponsors, Intel, Visa, and Western Digital. To the gang at Radio America that syndicates this show and manages the podcast. And the radio stations that pick up this weekly show that aims to break down geek speak into street speak. If you're on social media, drop by and say hi. It's Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z, MarkSaltzman. I'm on X, Instagram, Threads, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and TikTok. Have a great rest of your day, everyone, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are.
So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other.
Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe?
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
With the death of Iranian President Raisi, a lit match has been thrown into the tinderbox of the Middle East. What does this mean? What's next for Iran and what's next for the wider regional?
Liberty Nation.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.